Good morning, everyone. It is December the 9th, 2017. Saturday morning, early morning. You know, one of the most important factors to the growth and maturity of the Christian is the daily study or meditation or reading, whatever you want to call it, of the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. We are told in Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shall have good success. Psalm 85:8 says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. There is great value in continuing in the Word of God. There is much sustenance for us there in daily studying the Word of God and reading it and listening to it being read and so on. We are told in Deuteronomy, the Lord, he it is that doeth, that goeth before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. We are also told that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You know, there is a myriad of things a person can focus on a daily basis. We can become involved in all these different hobbies. I know people that spend hours and hours and hours in hunting, and fishing, and reading books, and traveling, going on cruises, you name it. And like the old saying goes, the family Bible lays on the end table and gets all dusty. But you know, the Bible is one of the greatest guideposts that we are given as a map, as a direction for our lives. You know, the God of heaven has revealed himself through his word. You know, we are told that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Of course, that's speaking of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the living Word. You know, he is the living Word. And he has given us the gospel. You know? And we are told that his Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You know, and so the secrets of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And you know, we have the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us into all truth. And we have the Word of God that we can go to for our daily direction and correction and sustenance and building us up in the faith and so on. And so anyway, that's really been on my heart, is to stay in the Word of God, you know. And there are many that don't put a lot of emphasis on God's Word. But, you know, where would we be without His Word today? We're told in Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, He increaseth strength. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And one of the ways that He strengthens us is through His Word. And if we find ourselves rejecting and turning from His Word, that's not the way to gain comfort and being edified. We are told in Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be faint. You know, we are told to take the shield of faith. We are told to put on the whole armor of God, that we will be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And so anyway, I've just been thinking a lot about that, about the, you know, all of the entertainment. Someone said that I don't have a television, but someone was telling me one time that this Dish Network and these different networks have like hundreds of channels, entertainment channels, and news channels, and all kinds of things that can take our minds and lead us away from the Word of God. You know? But the Word of God is there for us. And all we need to do is pick it up and read it. You know? Now, I know that some of it is not, you know, some of it is hard. Because the Word of God points our sins out to us. It convicts us of our sins through the Holy Spirit. And it shows us Christ, the living Word. And we are told in Psalm 12:6, the words of the Lord are very pure words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. And add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. We are not as many which corrupt the Word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God in the sight of God, speak we cry in Christ, not handling the Word of God deceitfully. 2 Corinthians 4:2. Well, that's the message this morning, to continue in the Word of God, and God will be faithful to enlighten our eyes through the Holy Spirit when we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. God bless.